The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Captain J Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Hope that you're going to have a great Thursday. This is not only a Deal Breakers Thursday, but also a Festivus Thursday as well. Because you know what that is, Cap. Come up at 9 o'clock, much to our surprise, we have Festivus.
Correct. That's airing of grievances.
Oh.
You can call in and go, your take on X was idiotic. Okay.
Okay.
Bring it on.
That's what it is at 9 o'clock, right? It's Festivus for the rest of us?
I wore a flak jacket today.
Okay. So Festivus for the rest of us, is that what it's called?
Festivus for the rest of us.
I see.
That is what it's called.
Okay.
I've been all over Snorling to do this. We had meetings.
Yeah, it was your idea. Yeah, that's right. That's what we'll tell the people.
So we'll do that coming up at 9 o'clock. So make sure you buy your listening device and make sure that you weigh in with us at 9 for that. But nevertheless, we're talking about what's going on in Chicago. Man, if you're a Chicago sports fan, you should be wearing it right now. And you might be an optimistic Cub fan or Sox fan, Bulls, Bears, or Hawks fan. Point is, though, is that we're talking about what's happening today on December 15th. It looks bleak. Who's going to spin out of there as a winner? We already know the sky's in their own category because that's the winningest team right now. It's the one that won the latest championship. Point is, though, is that it does not look good for the near future for our teams. Let's get your thoughts. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number.
Can I just read you some numbers really fast, and then we'll go to these calls?
Yeah, also asking the question, who's more dysfunctional, the Cubs or the White Sox? Yes.
Bears, franchise value, pre-closing on the new stadium, $5.8 billion. That's with a B, $5.8 billion. Trending towards $10 billion with sports gambling and the new stadium. Mm-hmm. That's not my projection. Those are from economists. Chicago Cubs, $4.0 billion. $4 billion! He paid $8.45 in 2009. Mm-hmm. And that included then Comcast Sportsnet and all the land in Arizona, Wrigley Field, all of it. White Sox, $2 billion. Bulls, $4.1 billion. We can't go over the luxury tax for a freaking shooter. Blackhawks, $1.4 billion. Do you realize how much money that is? That is 17.3 billion dollars worth of franchises, and everyone is dead ass awful.
That's exactly right. And I know that there's going to be those that are wheelers and dealers in each one of these organizations listening to this show and say, oh, we're just supposed to just throw good money after bad money after good money. That's not the point. The point is that you're paid to be able to put a winner on the field. That's the whole point of it, is that you find the right free agents. You go and be smart in the draft, and you have a perennial winner. It's all I ever ask for. It's the minimum what I ask for, a perennial winner in this town. Perennial.
Correct.
Now, again, hopefully that'll spin into a championship at some point, Cap, but
correct.
All I ask for is to be over 500 and be in the mix.
Correct.
That's all I ask for.
Have we had
that's the minimum.
Other than the Theo Jed run where they went to three straight NLCS and 5 out of 6 years playoff, can you name me another team that's done that?
No. I mean, the Pinella Cubs were good, but there was a
2 years.
There was a ceiling on that success there.
2 years and didn't win a playoff game.
Right.
But 2 years. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
07, 08. Bad in 06, fired Dusty, a bad in 09, Lou left. That was it.
Yeah.
Bulls, they had a little success with Tibbs, couldn't get along, he's out.
Yep.
White Sox, that was a pop-up championship. Awesome.
No, it came out of
in
nowhere.
In 05.
Yep. No one
the
saw
Bears,
it coming.
Lovey couldn't even get to the playoffs other than going to one Super Bowl. They went 6 out of 7 years without a playoff. The Blackhawks, they had a sustained run.
Yes.
And now it's a train wreck.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Here's Jacob in Grays Lake on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
What's up, Sparkles?
Good. Hey, I think it's the truth, right? The Cubs, you asked the question right before we got on. Who's more dysfunctional, the Cubs or the White Sox? I'm not being biased. The White Sox look pretty bad, but, the Cubs look bad, too. You have season ticket holders who have been around for 18, 20 years, whatever it is, and calling it quits. I've seen some articles now on Twitter of people backing out and saying that this organization and this ownership is god-awful. Just like Cap saying, it's a bunch of BS. You got the money, you got the checkbook, spend it. It doesn't matter. You can't promise yourself a World Series in 10 years. Go get it now. Go get it in the next 5 years. But you got to start right now. Thanks for the call.
I think all fans want is to be able to see a plan. I've said this for years as a host and as a fan. It's like, I need to know what your mission statement is. What ultimately is your goal? Is to make money or to be able to win championships? What's more important to you? Yeah, you want to make money because you're an owner. If you're a billionaire, what do you want? You want to be more billions, right? You want more money.
Correct.
Same time, though, you want to have championships, too. I would want to be that guy walking in the room and saying, yeah, look at me. I got a lot of money, but guess what? I have a sound organization, and I'm winning championships. That matters.
Let me ask you a question. If you took your hard-earned money and you and Peacock went and bought a boat,
mm-hmm.
and the boat looked awful, a little leak, it was seaworthy, but you're like, Peacock said, Jonathan, the stereo doesn't work. The seats are torn. Like, if we're going to do this, let's at least try.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how we run our our teams here.
Mm-hmm.
We own one, but we're not really trying to do anything with it. Just wring whatever dollars out of it we can. Did you see Sylvie's video yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Sylvie literally walked around the sales department, God bless him, with a cup. Please put your spare change in here for Jed Hoyer so he can get players. And then somebody said, here's an extra dollar for Rick Hahn.
That's right, exactly.
It's not far from the truth.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the worst part, Cap. That same boat analogy you just gave, they'll tell you the boat's fine.
But it's not sinking.
Ryan Poles, Jed Hoyer, Rick Hahn, they'll tell you it's fine. We don't need to rebuild. Hawks, we don't need to rebuild. We're fine. At least the Hawks say that they want to rebuild. On the record, they
say. Kyle Davidson at least admitted, hey, yeah. This is going to be a lengthy process. We're rebuilding. God bless you.
Be fair, what else was he going to say? Like, we all knew it.
Oh, no, but I mean.
Dude, Ryan Poles is in the same position. They're 3-10, about to be 3-12 after the Eagles and the Bills.
They just got to replaster some walls, all right? They just got to get some nails back.
He told Hoodie's question.
The load-bearing beams.
He told Hoodie, we're just got to repaint some rooms.
Shay, the reason why that I know what you're saying. You say, well, it's the Blackhawks. Look at the scandal. Of course they would say that. Can I just tell you, and ask Cap if you don't believe me, organizations have lied to the fans for years. Lie to the fans. Make it seem like everything's fine, the sun shines up, no problem. At least you're getting transparency. This should be the era of transparency. Any fan can look at a roster. Every fan has the information. Every fan has the internet. They know whether or not a team stinks or not. So you might as well not lie.
Could Correct. We give the argument that's the biggest problem with the Cubs and the White Sox right now? Not even that they're not being transparent with the fans. They're not being transparent with the people in their own buildings.
That's a problem. That's a
problem. With each other.
It's a problem on both sides of town. Deerfield, here's Paul on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, guys. Love the show. I have to tell you, just as a preface, that I'm kind of like Cap every day. I always try to wake up on the right side of the bed and think the day's going to be a better day than yesterday. And I have to be, because although I've been in Chicago for 40 years, I was born and raised in the Detroit area, and I still, unfortunately, to a flaw, have the loyalties to my Detroit sports team. So I just want to take a quick overview of that world. Okay, the Pistons won a few championships, Chuck Daly, Larry Brown. The Red Wings had sustained success and made the playoffs for 25 years in a row before they waited too long for a rebuild, which I believe is correctly now underway with Steve Yzerman at the helm. We had success with the Tampa Bay Lightning and championships there. The Tigers waited too long to tear it down before they rebuilt it, but I believe that they are on the right track. They have money to spend. When Miguel Cabrera comes off the books next year, they'll have another $30 million or so to spend. And their farm system is developing some great pitching. They're woefully in need of hitting, but they're working on it. And that takes me to the Lions, who have painfully been awful for their entire history. They've never been in a Super Bowl. They've had ridiculous leadership ranging from Matt Millen to Matt Patricia. But much to the chagrin of everybody, the Lions have finally started to put together a proper rebuild. But they had to admit to themselves that it had to be torn down to the studs and be built starting from the lines, the offensive and defensive lines first, and then the skill players, and then making some great moves in the drafts and gathering draft capital and making some good moves. And now all of a sudden, in the proper leadership of Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, finally, for the first time, like some really good style leadership and coaching.
Yeah, not since Fonts. Right? That's his Wayne Fonts.
Yeah, you keep running them through there, and we appreciate your call, Paul. It's cool to see what the Lions are doing. I've been on them for a while. Really cool. But we're not Detroit.
Right.
This is, you ask any casual fan across the country, give me the best sports cities in America. Mm-hmm. They'll go New York, Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia. Not Detroit. Not Cleveland, here. We pride ourselves on our teams. Mm-hmm. When the Bears lose, people are bummed. It's like a rite of passage here to be a Bears fan. And guess what? And it's just, it's awful where we're at. It's embarrassing.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air as we talk to you about the dysfunction in Chicago sports. Which team is more dysfunctional today, the Cubs or the White Sox? Also, coming up this half hour, an opportunity for you to win a four-pack of tickets to the Legends of Basketball Showcase. We'll tell you how you get those tickets this half hour on Cap and J-Hood.
That's why I say shot, no shot. Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. This is a Deal Breakers Thursday powered by SEO Level Up. We'll get to that coming up at 8:35, but first, Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be... PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the PointsBet app. Lightning bets, same game parlays like tonight on Thursday Night Football. What a night. Come home, have a good steak, some broccoli, a glass of bourbon, and a same game parlay for dessert. That is a fun night tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you, hope it comes to fruition. Are you drinking the bourbon with the brown bag, or are you going to take the bag off this time?
I'm going to take the bag off this time because your wife brought me the Crown Royal bag. Not the crown, but the bag.
Yes.
And I'll put my bourbon into the bag, the bottle.
I used to keep my weed in a Crown Royal bag.
It's good for a lot of different things, you know.
Yeah.
And you put your coins in there if you'd like. Change.
Can.
If you don't have a transponder, you put that, you get your toll money and put it in there.
Use it as a jewelry bag.
Absolutely.
Throw your watch in there.
Yeah.
Your ring.
Pens. Pencils.
I didn't say good morning to Secretary yet. I was trying to let him get a little extra
tell him
rest.
Tell him now. He's saying good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Secretary.
You smell the crown bag.
You're spry and up early.
If you feed a horse Crown Royal, it comes out of the chute quicker.
It does.
Apparently, that's the case.
You don't even need to lead the course to Crown Royal. It gets there itself. And the drinks.
Let's say good morning to Snorling Rock and Roll. Let's go.
Good morning, fellas. I want to start with Justin Fields, who we just had some fun at the expense of Coach Eberflus. Eberflus told us he's sick. No official word whether he'll play. He is expected to. We'll learn more at practice today. But so... quiet quitting has been a thing this year where people go to work, they do the bare minimum so that they can continue to collect a paycheck. Shot or no shot, the Bears are quiet tanking.
No, I would say no shot to that, Cap. I think it's pretty apparent what the Bears are doing. Now, I'll tell you what. There is a difference between what the Texans are doing and what the Bears are doing. Like, we know the Bears just don't have any talent, and we know that with the Texans, there's nothing there either. But, I mean, it's pretty clear.
Both teams play hard.
Yeah. The Texans play hard. Their defense plays pretty hard.
Yeah, they battled Dallas last week.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get it done, but they battled. He went for it on fourth down, got stopped, and then Dallas went down and scored. But his rationale was, we're up three. We kick a field goal, we're up six. I think that's what it was. And it's not enough. If they get a touchdown, they beat us.
You know what? On second thought, when I think about that question, I don't know if there's anyone that is overtly tanking in the NFL, unless I'm missing it.
Players and coaches do not tank. I was trying to...
Now, hold on. We've seen this now. We saw this with the Jaguars when they were trying to tank against us a few years ago.
I think that was at the direction of the then general manager.
Yes.
They wanted Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, I understand. But, I mean, that's overtly tanking. Look at this league. Is anyone trying to do this on purpose?
I don't think so. I just think the Bears picked their lane, traded away their players. They're just a bad team.
A quiet tank is, what would you say,
what
Shay?
What lane would you say they picked, Cap? The tank lane?
No, not the tank lane. The rebuild lane, where we're going to take all the dead cap money this year, over $93 million. They didn't tank. They just said, we're not replacing those guys right now. We'll coach these guys up as hard as we can, find out what we've got, and then start making our moves.
I understand the question, Shay. Quiet tanking.
Like, isn't there a difference for you, Hoodie? Tanking to not trying to win. There's a difference.
Like, Houston is not trying to win. I think that qualifies as tanking. Denver, who currently holds the number two pick and will give it to Seattle, is not tanking. They're just terrible.
Just bad.
Right.
And the Bears are in that same, in the category of tanking. Because here's how you know, because they got rid of the talent. There's a reason why. Would you consider that a quiet tank?
I would say it's actually a loud one. But yeah, I mean, when you trade Roquan, when you trade Robert Quinn, I think that was where they didn't come out and go, we're going in the tank. But the actions kind of told us.
If you were tanking, you would not play Justin. Justin would sit the rest of the year.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.
You would say, you know what? We've seen enough. Our quarterback is good. We got our guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're done for the year. And Peterman, get out there. Guarantee we lose those four games.
That is true.
They're not doing that. So that, for me, is not a tank. It's just not trying to win.
Okay, that's fair. I'll ride with you on that.
But make sure you get your season ticket holder.
Right, exactly. Shay.
I have a question from our favorite category, Bears free agency. Matt Eberflus's defense were at their best when they could pressure the quarterback from the interior of the defensive line. DeForest Buckner was that guy for the Colts with Eberflus. But the Bears don't have that player. So shot or no shot, a pass-rushing defensive tackle should be priority one in free agency.
A pass-rushing defensive tackle.
I'm going to stick with what I've been saying the last few weeks. I want protection for Justin first.
Yeah, I'm with Hoodie. I want a left tackle and then move Braxton over to right.
Yeah.
Like, get the best veteran left tackle I can get, like the Dolphins got Teron Armstead, that type of guy. And then I want a three technique that helps stop the freaking run. And then I can work on my edges.
See, I have to be consistent with this, Shay, because I don't want the tape to come back where one week I say they need to have a pass rush, and that's their one priority. The next week I say they need offensive line help. I'm right on both ends.
They need it all.
But I'm going to be consistent and say I want protection for Justin Fields first, offensive line help. If that's Orlando Brown, that's Orlando Brown or someone else. But that's important to me to make sure that he's protected. Yes, I know it's about defense. I know it's about trying to find weapons for Justin, but I want the protection around him first. Shay.
Per reporting from Gordon Wittenmeyer, the Chicago Cubs got no further in talking with Carlos Correa than outlining parameters for a potential offer. That means the Cubs never actually submitted an offer to Carlos Correa. Shot or no shot? This is pathetic.
Oh, that's a shot. And the Wittenmeyer piece, won't read it all, Cap, but that first, you know, this is why Wittenmeyer is one of the best we have in the city right now.
Mm-hmm. He's outstanding.
That guy should be in the front of the page on the Chicago Tribune.
Yep.
Writing about City Hall or writing about the Chicago, whatever he wants to, he's brilliant. Dansby Swanson or bust. That's where the Cubs offseason has landed after 179 losses the past 2 years and just as many promises to spend and compete again next season. That's a powerful opening line right there. 179 losses. That stands out big. It is pathetic. There's no question about that. Especially when the owner says, go ahead. You got the green light. There's some ownership that doesn't give you the green light. Openly.
Agreed. Now, do I think a 13-year deal would have ended well? Probably not. But the fact that this is a guy you have openly liked since he was a high school kid, thought you were going to draft him and he was off the board, and you don't even make an offer? Like, the Twins made a rational 10 for 285.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take it. That's fine. If I had heard the Cubs were at 10 for 285, I would have gone, okay. You got outbid. That's fine. Didn't even make an offer?
Nope. With money.
That's disappointing.
Unless, Cap, I mean, I know Jed Hoyer's smart enough to know that you just can't say, well, with 285, I can get three players. This is not 5 or 10 years ago, right?
The point Cap just made, though, it actually makes it so much clearer even for me, because you have this piece in the Wittenmeyer article where they say they talked about parameters. You don't think the Twins also had that conversation and they still submitted a 10 for 285 that they thought fit within those parameters? So if the Cubs had that same conversation and were given 10 285 in there and they didn't offer that?
That's my point. If you just... Eventually, he's going to have to talk to us, to the media. Eventually, the question is, why did you not make an offer on Correa? Well, I'm not going to get into that. Well, why would you not at least be at the level of the Minnesota Twins and just say, folks, we made a really good offer to Carlos. It was below what he got. We felt comfortable with our offer, and that was the level we were willing to go to. People are going to say you're cheap anyway if you don't get the guy. You could have offered whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at least make an offer.
Yes.
So you're telling me you had zero interest, and why'd you even waste your time talking parameters? Why even waste your time?
You know what, Cap? The other thing that I think about with this, and this is for Rick Hahn or for Jed Hoyer, don't you have a wish list? What's on your wish list? What do you want? I mean, you know the free agency when it's coming down the pike, right? You know. So what do you want?
I want some sweet Jordans for the holidays.
Not you, pal.
Oh,
I don't mean you. I
thought you meant me.
I said Jed or Rick Hahn. Don't you have a wish list of free agents that you'd want? You have it. As a Cub fan, you know what you want. You knew free agency was coming. Yeah, we're not good now, but boy, when free agency comes, we can get this and this and this.
I truly thought they were going to get one of the four shortstops. Now, if they get Dansby Swanson, nice player. He's a good leader. He checks a lot of boxes. Let me give you a name. I was talking to Michael Cerami last night from Bleacher Nation.
Yep.
He gave me a name, and I did a deep dive on his numbers. Justin Turner, and everyone's like, he's old. Who wants him? Do you know what he hit in the second half in July, August, September? Mm-hmm. 348 with a 425 OBP and a 152 weighted runs created plus.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I not give him a two-year deal? Come play third base for me. I'll put Dansby Swanson at short. I'll move Nico Horner over to second. I don't care who you play at first. Put Patrick Wisdom there. I got Suzuki, Bellinger, Happ. Go get me a decent catcher to back up Yan Gomes.
And let's go.
That's at least a competitive team I'm putting on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even get that.
All fans want to see is if you are you trying.
Try.
Yeah.
Just try.
Calgary Flames sweater just walked by the way.
Yeah, Shea has dropped the ball on that. We want to have a game.
I'll admit it. We'll talk about it in the new year, Cap. Let's not program the show on the air, but we'll talk
check
about
off
it in
the boxes of jerseys.
We'll talk about
or
it in the
logos.
New year. We'll come up with something to give away. We'll make it a thing.
So jerseys and logos that we see walking by every morning. Yeah, that was a Calgary Flames sweater.
The lady went by with the Patriots gear on again.
Every morning. Shea.
All right, boys, TLC, which once stood for the Learning Channel, but now focuses more on reality programming, is debuting a brand new show straight out of 30 Rock called MILF Manor.
Lock me in.
Life has given me some curveballs. I think it's my time to find love.
I was married for 14 years. I want to get a chance to do me a little.
Young men have much more energy. They think out of the box. I want that.
Especially in the bedroom.
I am in this amazing, beautiful mansion here in Mexico. This is a perfect place to find love.
Welcome to the villa. You're about to embark on a dating experience like none other.
Oh.
Let's go!
I have an extremely high libido.
Is that too much, Shane? I have an extremely high libido. Should I just have said high libido?
Ladies, where's all the men at?
I'm ready to connect with somebody who doesn't really care how old I am.
I'm just looking to have fun.
Here we go.
What the hell? So it just got real. Turn it up
now. They teased a big twist at the end there that shocked everybody. They showed only the lower body of all the men who will be competing to end up with these moms, these MILFs, at the end of the show. Shot or no shot? The big twist teased at the end, the male contestants are their sons.
Ha, 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 ha. That would be great, actually. That'd be a great twist.
I'm going to say you're close, Snorling. The twist is that one of the guys is one of the lady's sons.
I just think that'd be awesome. Now, one of those MILFs, by the way, I mean, she might have a high libido. She also has
an extremely high.
Extremely high libido. But she also has an extremely high penchant to smoke cigarettes. My God, you hear her? I have a very extremely high libido.
Right.
Oh, I love a sexy man. Get out of here, Grandma. God almighty. Your voice can't be more grovelly than mine.
We'll be inseparable.
They should have done this like The Bachelor. It's just Zach Wilson and then all the MILFs.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't, I've not seen the trailer. We just heard it just there, but.
I've seen it.
But whoever is talking like that, I mean.
She's actually attractive, too.
But not with that voice. Sorry. Gargling with razor blades? No, thank you.
Here's my voice box from all of the cigarettes I've smoked.
I mean, seriously.
Like, what the?
Extremely high libido and also extremely high tolerance for tobacco.
Jesus.
Wow.
No. On a guy, fine, because it has charm, right? On a guy.
Good evening.
You know, it's fine. Wolfman Jack. That's
I'm him. Lyle Dean.
Something like that, right?
Right.
Well, on a woman? No. That sounded like that, man. God.
Top or bottom, honey?
How about the door?
Yeah, leave.
Yeah, how about that?
Coming up next. Is there a stage in life where you run out of holiday cheer? Hun, we're going to talk about it coming up next. It's Cap and J-Hood, morning 7 to 10.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Middle of Festivus here on Captain J Hood here on ESPN 1000. I'd like to remind you, Mike Greenberg comes up with his own Festivus at 10 o'clock. So he bitches about the Jets for 2 hours.
Yeah, hopefully he gets his Jets ass beaten on Sunday by my Lions.
Your Lions.
I've been on them all season.
Gosh. Your Lions.
Honolulu Blue is rolling.
It's one thing
keep
to
keep it going.
It's one thing to have a prediction. It's like, hey, you know, I think the Lions are going to be better. But now it's your Lions.
My Lions.
Off the Bears bandwagon, huh?
No, didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I want the Bears to beat the Lions, but I said the Lions are going to be a better team this year and the Bears would finish last, and I was roundly mocked. I need a Festivus to go back at all of the Lee Allens in the world.
You can have one. You want 30 seconds?
No.
Start the clock, JC. Here we go.
I don't need it.
David Kaplan.
I'm good. Let's go to the... By the way, can I... Sidebar, may I approach? Brought to you by Ankin Law, 3126.
This is your grievance.
Okay.
You're using your grievance on this.
Go ahead. I said the Bears would finish in last. I said they wouldn't win more than 5 games. Take that. I'm not happy about it, but I was right. Take that. Thank you.
TJ and Lombard on ESPN 1000. How are you, TJ?
Good morning, boys.
Sup?
Hi, TJ.
Since Cap's high on his Bears take there, I'm going to knock him down a little bit here. When I called in right after the NBA draft, you told me I had a bad take when I said the Bulls pick was both boring and he wouldn't crack the court this year.
Yeah. And then what?
I just wanted retribution from Cap. That's all.
Okay. The kid is not cracking the court. You're correct. Daylon Terry.
Jim and Crystal Lake on ESPN 1000. All right, Jim.
Hey, guys, I totally appreciate this because this has weighed on me for so long. And every time I listen to the shot or no shot, it kind of comes up back again. You know, when there's no shot, it should be no shot. But I don't know if you guys know the meaning of no shot. And, I mean, it bothers me so that, Hoodie, I can remember last year when we were talking about the Bears were playing Minnesota Vikings, and I believe they said, is there a shot that Minnesota would have 4.5 sacks or more? And you said, absolutely no shot. And I mean,
then what happened? We'll never know.
Ran out of time.
All right, let's unpack that just for a second. So, Shay, are we not definitive on shot or no? So sometimes Cap and I will, it'll be a topic, a really good topic. That's the reason why we have shot or no shot. Let me rewind even further. Shot or no shot was supposed to be able to spur debate.
Correct.
On a topic.
Correct.
And sometimes, like, you and I will disagree and not necessarily declare a shot or no shot. We're just trying to have an exchange of ideas.
Correct.
But are we on it more times than not, or no?
More times than not, yes. There are times when I hear small shot. That's a small shot.
Yeah. Or no shot or no
it's
shot at all.
It's a shot or a no shot.
Yeah. Yeah. We can be better at that for sure.
We'll be better starting tomorrow.
Yep. Paulie in Mount Prospect on ESPN 1000. All right, Paulie.
Hey, guys. Happy Festivus. And I got a lot of problems with you people.
Bring it
First
on.
First of all, Kaplan and Hoodie, you'll get yours in a minute, all right?
All right.
Kaplan, I called in about 6 months ago telling you what the Cubs brand was. You tried to act like the Cubs are like the Yankees or Manchester United or some sort of organization with huge success over the years. I told you they were the lovable losers, and that's what this city accepts, and that's what the rest of the teams are. You know, now you guys are all jumping on board like, oh, well.
Oh, see, of course, you don't get blasted.
Let that be a lesson, though. Hoodie, you'll get yours in a minute. Well, you have 30 seconds, so okay. Figure it out.
Okay. What is your problem? What's your problem?
My problem is that every single call, these windbags end up going too long, firing on me, and it leaves you completely scot-free.
You know why? Because I'm the good guy on the show, and you had the black hat. It's not like I don't do anything wrong. I do plenty of things wrong on the show. However,
it's obscured by me.
Well, I mean, whose name's first on the show? You're going to get blasted. It's Cap and Jay Hood, after all. Or in some places, it's Cap
and Jay Hood's
on it.
Wow.
So just understand that.
I think we should give Paul another 30 seconds.
All right, Paul. Go right ahead. Unfortunately, Paul's gone. Dan on the South Side is on Festivus on ESPN 1000. All right, Dan.
Yeah, I got a grievance for Cap and a grievance for Hoodie.
Let's do Hoodie first.
No, let's do Cap first.
No, let's do Cap first. Hang on a second. No, stop the clock. See what I'm saying? Are you mad because people are not taking me to... I mean, there's a reason why, Windbag, that you're getting a lot of this. It's because of you. Hey, man, I'm just telling you. You're the one with the jazz hands. I'm just pushing buttons over here.
Wow. Go ahead.
So, I mean, your name's first on the show. So why are you mad at me, at callers, because people aren't using me?
I'm not mad. I just would like to hear you catch a little shrapnel occasionally.
Have you not listened to the show?
Very small amount.
Well, you know why that is? They know also.
You're the reason we have the Friday folder. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Dan. Are you done? Are you done, Cap?
All right, we're starting your clock over. Now, go.
So I'm walking from the train station to Northwest, and this is earlier this fall. I see you walking. It's maybe like, you know, 10:30, 10:15. Do-do-do, how you doing? Do-do-dee-lee-do, how you doing? You're not waiting for anybody to answer how you doing. You're just walking along asking how you doing. You don't care. And Hoodie, all time's up.
Wow.
See, he had more, but he knew his time was up. Do, 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 do.
Morning.
Morning. I'm just telling you. Waddle, Sylvie, look at me. NBC Sports Chicago. Recap on YouTube. Check out my parlay. Grandson Ben. Tracy Butler. What'd you say? Anyway.
Dan's correct.
That's exactly what it's like upstairs, too.
No question.
He's humming the outro song to this show. Oh, how are you, Danny? Good to see you. I got to go work out.
He was killing at me, but he ran out of time, you see. Northlake, here's Frank on ESPN 1000. Hi, Frank.
Hey, boys. My grievance is for Cap. Poor Hoodie for the last year has had to deal with the feud of Sylvie and Cap. So what happens? Spring training happens. Cap talks this big game saying, oh, I'm going to go at him. I'm going to go at him. This is my show, my show. Promos and all this. And what happens? Oh, Sylvie, I love you. I love you so much. Nothing happens. What a waste of 3 hours that was. Thanks, boys.
It is Festivus here on the Captain J Hood Morning Show. Let's go to Stones. He is in Huntley on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Stones.
Hey, Cap and Huntley. Bye, oh boy, you guys are great. Hey, I'm Cap. How many diets are you going to be on? Down the dial, you were South Beach. You can't beat it. 2 years ago. Keto. I'm getting it done. Now you're on whatever it is. Pick one, Cap. Will you please?
It's a valid point.
Hey, you know what? Trying. Nothing wrong with that.
At least I'm in there fighting.
Yeah, you're trying.
A good fight.
That's not a rip. The man's trying.
That's it.
Whatever it takes, right?
This one's working.
Yeah. Hello, Paulie.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got cut off before because Cass apparently didn't like my take. I didn't get my full 30 seconds.
Start the clock, JC. All right, you go right ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but this one's for Hoodie, though. Like, yes. I was kind of going at it before, though, because then you take Kaplan's side, and, you know, you basically, you're like, oh, we're having two different conversations here. And Kaplan can't understand, like I said, just the mindset of this city, which is now all of a sudden this fall when we see the Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs, and Bears all sucking. And I told you guys this 6 months ago. This is the mindset of this city, unfortunately. And
so there you have it.
Ran out of time again.
Now see, Cap, he had 1 minute and still was talking about you.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, you're better than that.
I don't know why you're getting hot at me, man. I'm just over here pushing buttons. It's all I'm here for. Bread circuses and pushing buttons. That's all I'm here for. I'm Mr. Food.
Wow.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Coming up. Go ahead, Vicky.
Good morning.
Morning.
Buddy, I got no problems with you.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Where do we start? You called me a cookie monster yesterday. 2 weeks ago, you told me I'm 50 years older than you. You call me a little nutty. Then, so you insult me on a consistent basis, but then you're going to go out and have beef sandwiches with Joey. Where's my invite? I've been listening to you guys since day one. Where is my invite? And your take on John Hamm is totally stupid and ridiculous.
John Hamm's an ass.
He's not an ass. Have you ever met the man?
I have not. He was rude to Richard Jewell. He was a jerk at Top Gun Maverick, and he's a Cardinals fan. That's it. I'm done with him.
You hear him go after me on John Hamm? It's unbelievable. It's amazing, isn't it?
Not a word. He's just peaches and cream. That Cap, he's an ass.
That's what makes the show go round and round. Right?
It is what it is.
By the way, what about... Hey, listen.
Let me get my black hat and put it back on.
Go ahead.
I don't want the headphones.
Beautiful Bedford Park. Here's Steve on ESPN 1000. All right, Steve.
Hey, how's it going? I got one for you, Hoodie.
Yes.
How about them Jets in the playoffs, baby? They're in the playoff hunt, and you've been... putting a lot of heat on them this season. So, that's all I got to say.
Now you're just making crap up now.
I don't know if we've ever mentioned the Jets other than they played the Bears.
Shane?
Wow.
Shane, can you do me a favor? put Gregory on hold. Could you give me do me a favor? Could you lay out for me all my Jets takes here this year?
Yeah, when we're filling in for Greeny, I know that you've done a lot of Jets takes because we like to keep some consistency with the show.
Cap, do you remember my hard take on the Jets?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were very big on getting Quinnen Williams extended.
I love it. More of your grievances on Cap and Jay Hood, and also the Jay Hood, and it's the Jay Hood, really, because Cap is getting a beating. So the Jay Hood cut of the day on Cap and Jay Hood.